In his powerful book of verse, Divine Madness, the preeminent bard and psychologist Paul Pines begins one of his poems thus. Find a reed that breaks rock to reclaim whole cities in the bush. Call it a flower without which nothing is renewed. Unquote. The two simple couplets remind this poet pundit of an anniversary, a reek with heartbreak, recalled each year around the time of this date. Among the memorabilia on the wall over my computer workspace are copies of two bills signed into law by former Governor Mario Cuomo and presented by him in recognition of my efforts to obtain their passage by the New York State Legislature. The first ordains greater frankness and accessibility of public information under the public officer's law. The second establishes an ethics commission for stronger enforcement of the public officer's law. Both were vitally important, but unhappily, both lacked enclosures I had fought for to ban the unregulated use of the franking privilege to cover costs of mailed campaign material, masked as government reports and paid for by the taxpayers. The recent occasion of the 26th year since this first ethics legislation sparked my extreme distrust of America's careerist body politic was sharply and notably heightened by proof from a notable contributor, the long-standing parasitic perpetrator of careerist continuity, State Senator Hugh Farley, who has authored what can only be interpreted as a confession of guilt. On a piece issued from his office under the heading A Special Report from Senator Hugh Farley, subhead 2013 Legislative Session Overview, the piece then launches into what can only be construed as campaign rhetoric. The exact type of tripe this critic demanded an end to more than 26 years ago. Both state legislative leaderships, under self-inspired agencies, have never officially reported the cost of such mail to the taxpayers who subsidize it. It's been estimated to run into untold millions that underwrite the cost of maintaining their footholds for feeding at the public trough. It's time those who foot the bill for such freeloading demanded an end to all unreported and unaccounted for fiduciary fraud that they've been forced to unconstitutionally underwrite for too many years. Freeloader Farley and his penny-wise, pound-foolish pals in both legislative houses need to learn a set of new, no-nonsense lyrics to a taxpayer-powered song that spells finish to their lush and non-accountable lives.